Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So many of us on the West and living in America, we want to know more about Israel.
Yeah.
Listen, if you never get a chance, you got to go. If you can go, if you have the opportunity, go to Israel. It really, truly is a life-changing opportunity. I mean, I went there over, I guess, maybe 20 years ago and changed my life forever. But you are going to get a chance right now, a sneak peek, Steve. We are going to give you a little miniature tour because Franklin Graham and his daughter, Sissy Graham, mm-hmm. had the chance to take this you know, tour, 7-day tour.
7 days in the Holy Land.
In the Holy Land. Yeah. And we've brought to you some of these segments, but today you're going to be able to go to Golgotha and the tomb. You know, Mark 22, I want you to read, hear this scripture, because you've read this before in the gospel, but it says that they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And Steve, I have a picture. I've been there, uh-huh. and literally there is a face of a skull basically inside a mountain. And I believe that's where Jesus was crucified.
Yeah.
And real close to it is where they believe where his tomb was, where he was buried. I did check, and he's not there.
Yep.
I verified he's not there. But I want to go right to Franklin Graham and Sissy Graham as they kind of share with us and show us some of these wonderful, amazing, you know, places that we actually read in our Bible. Watch this.
Sissy, we're outside of the Damascus Gate, and this is the area that many Protestants believe is where Jesus was crucified, right here. This would be Golgotha. I want us to think about it for just a moment, Sissy. Remember, Jesus was betrayed by Judas. And remember that Jesus said that, told his disciples, he warned them that I'm going to be betrayed, I'm going to be handed over to sinful men. But what Jesus was doing, he was taking your sins and my sins upon himself. And so he was falsely accused, he was betrayed, he had never sinned once in his life. Never sinned, he was sinless, but he became sin for you and me. And they stretched him out on that cross and they nailed him to that cross. They cursed him, they were mocking him. You could save others, but you can't save yourself. And Jesus hung on that cross willingly, and he took that pain, he took that shame of a cross for each one of us.
One of the places that had the most impact on me was the Garden Tomb. For a brief moment in history, it was the darkest, saddest place on earth. But then, something miraculous, something glorious changed everything.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes appeared gleaming like lightning, stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." But Mary stood out here, she was weeping. And then Jesus appeared to her, and she thought he was the gardener. And then Jesus said, "Mary." She recognized his voice. And how important it is for all believers to recognize his voice. That's what we need to remember, his voice. This is our hope right here. That tomb is empty. Our Lord Jesus Christ is not there. He's risen. He's gone to be with his Father in heaven, and he's coming back, and he's going to come back someday, I believe soon, but this tomb is empty. My question to you that are watching, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe that he took your sins and that he died on the cross for you? Do you believe that he was buried for your sins and that Christ rose from the grave? Have you ever asked Christ into your heart? Have you ever trusted him as your Savior? If you would like to pray that prayer, just say right now, God, I'm a sinner and I'm sorry, forgive me. And I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, and I want to invite him into my heart and trust him as my Savior, and I want to follow him as my Lord. If you're willing to do that right now, God will hear that prayer, and he'll forgive you of your sins. He'll cleanse your heart, and you can have that hope of eternal life. He's alive, and he can come into your heart today if you're willing to trust him.
God has a plan for your life. He loves you. And if you've been struggling with receiving forgiveness, understand that this decision, the greatest decision, to forgive you of your sins was decided a long, long, long time ago. I think that sometimes, a lot of times, when we ask for forgiveness, maybe we're going to prayer and we're just asking, God, would you forgive me? And maybe you wrestle with, will he do it just this one more time? You know, maybe you feel like you have to convince him, you know, I know that I just asked you to forgive me yesterday for this, but would you do it one more time? And I want to tell you that you don't have to convince God. He's already forgiven you. It is a done deal. He's already decided a long time ago to forgive you. What you need to do is to receive what he has done for you. To receive it. To receive his forgiveness. To receive his mercy. And to begin to live your life for him. Listen, Jesus loves you with a burning passion. And he's called you for so much more. Today, listen, if God speaks, don't harden your heart towards him. Soft, let your heart be soft and respond and say, God, I'm not going to wrestle anymore. I am going to come to you and I'm going to be all in. And I'm going to receive you, not just as my Savior, but as the Lord and the boss of my life. Listen, invite him to be your very best friend. It's a decision Steve and I have made.
Oh, yes.
And it's the greatest decision. Listen, we wrote our stories out at meetmyfather.org. We didn't write everything, but we wrote enough to show you that, listen, we are here only by the grace and mercy of God. And if you've given your life to the Lord today, we want to hear from you. Just go to meetmyfather.org and go on to this discovery and find out more.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.